Chapter 7. The Third Vision. Now while he traveled for the duration of 1 year among the people of the island of Ireland, studying teaching, the anniversary arrived of when he, in a vision, had seen himself taken out of the body. He was always recalling of the injunction concerning his one day's journey. For with many wise and religious men accompanying him, on the same night, he was attacked by a bodily discomfort. Life throbbed only in his little breast. He saw a heavenly messenger of the Lord announcing to him the things which were fitting for the work of preaching. He explained the one day's journey, which foretold 12 years to be completed in the work of preaching. And it was so. Truly, when he had completed 10 full years in announcing the word of God without respect of persons, he could not bear the gathering multitude of people, and apprehending that some souls, moved by envy, moved themselves against him, he left all that he seemed to have. With a few brothers, he set out for a certain small islet in the sea. And from there, not long after, he left the cliff-bound shores of Ireland. Going through Britannia, he came into Saconia, where he was honored by King Sigebright. Taking up the word of the Lord, he tamed the heart of the barbarians. Now when the 12 years which the heavenly messenger had foretold were completed, the Holy One, being attacked by a certain infirmity, enjoyed a vision of heavenly messengers, in which he was encouraged even to persevere in preaching. He heard about no end to his life. But one day, in silence, he was admonished by the good message precept. Watch and pray, for none of you know the day or the hour. The man of the Lord fully understood this precept. He hastened to construct a building in the place which the aforementioned king had given him for a monastery. This monastery was constructed in a certain castle, pleasantly near to both the woods and the sea. Anna, king of that people, who was faithful to the holy Fursa, together with the nobles, adorned it with buildings and gifts. When these things were achieved, the holy man, desiring to separate himself from all secular care, even of the monastery, took counsel with wise brothers. He had with him some of the most reverend and truly spiritual men, who profited by the example of such a man in a monastic probationary period and in diverse works of life for the sake of humility and love. Among these men, he even had his own brother, Fuilam, truly a most holy man, to whom he allotted the monastery and left the care of souls. Another brother, Ultan, after a long monastic probationary period, had been left by Fuilan to the life of a hermit. Abandoning all abandoned cares and things, he went naked and alone to his brother, who was already feeding his life on contemplation. There, given to daily labor and continual prayer, they philosophized for one whole year. Then, as certain troubles increased, he was called, no, compelled, to a great council by the leaders of the people or the king, and he left the hermitage which he had desired. He observed all of them with a most watchful soul. He understood that the province was troubled with an incursion of other nations, and foresaw that the monastic order would not endure there for long. Leaving everything in order, he sailed to the shore of Gallia. There, he was received with honor by Clodoric, king of the Franks, or by his patrician, Erkenwald. He constructed a monastery in a place called Latiniacum. Not long after, having instituted brothers, while on a journey with the king and the patricians, he was attacked by an infirmity. Lying there, he was frequently visited by noble men, and even by the most reverend king himself, by reason of the speeches from his mouth. He took on the seasoning of eternal life, and, leaving the present age in this way, he migrated to realms eternal. Truly, his body was kept by the illustrious patrician Erkenwald and placed in a cottage in the village whose name is Perona, by reason of the assembly building which he was grandly constructing for himself. And because the dedication of the assembly building was 30 days from then, the holy body was, in the meantime, kept with the greatest attention in a certain place in the portico. And after so many days, it was found unharmed, as if the light had gone out of it that same hour. It was laid reverently near the altar, according to custom. Therefore, it remained there for nearly 4 years. Now a little house was constructed on the east side of the altar of the assembly building. And there, after so many years, the immaculate body was conveyed by overseers, Eligios and Auerdopirth, without any putrefaction. Whereby to those who seek a right faith, his merits are bright with divine virtue. By the help of our Lord Jesus the Anointed One, who with the Father and the Spirit lives and reigns to the ages of the ages. Amen.